Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
John Hume's family has asked mourners to refrain from lining the streets of Derry as his remains are brought from Moville in County Donegal to St Eugene's Cathedral later this evening. Instead, they have asked people to light a candle for peace in their homes or at their door at 9 p.m. tonight. His funeral mass is going to take place there tomorrow at 11:30. I'm joined now by former MEP and fellow Derry native Dana Rosemary Scallon. Good evening to you, Dana.
Good evening, Philip.
Eurovision and European Parliament would be the two big intersections of your lives. Let's deal with Eurovision first. I know he was incredibly happy for you when that happened.
Oh, he was. He was delighted. Of course, he'd been very active at that time in politics, but he had such a love of Derry, and on a wider scale, he had a real heart for the underprivileged, for anybody in trouble. And there was great poverty in Derry. And, of course, I came from the Bogside Flats, and that would have been an area that would have been a huge focus for John. So he was so proud, I think, of the fact that it was perhaps another glimpse at the character of the people in Derry. He loved music. He loved to sing. And I think all things came together. It was a very proud moment for him.
You were, I suppose, something of a pin-up girl for him. I mean, much like himself, I think he was the first to do the 11-plus exam, the first year of people who did it. But you were able, through talent and education, to drag yourself up and out of the poverty of Derry.
Well, it's an interesting thought, that, because when we were living there, we didn't really realise that we were living in such a deprived area of the city, and life just went on, and there's a tremendous vibrancy actually in the city, and there always has been, Philip. And I think probably you couldn't really compare greatly when we were living there, and so I have mostly very happy memories of the city, of course, like everybody else. The trauma of the troubles I think will always stay with you, but I didn't kind of think of like dragging myself up out of it, because I had such a happy childhood there. But with John, you know, our paths constantly crossed. You know, he taught my brother French. He I think always was some of the teacher in him. He was always trying to bring people with him. And he was there at my wedding. I always said he gave, I think, one of his greatest speeches at our wedding. And he loved to laugh.
Really? What did he say?
Oh, my goodness. He just wove all the parts of my life, Damien's life. And he had everybody laughing. And he was just a very vibrant and very funny man. I know we saw him dealing with very difficult subjects, you know, but he had such a joy for life. He had everybody laughing. And then,
what
of course,
was the
he
key
came
to your friendship, Dana, because you were a generation apart. He was the teacher and the politician. You were the showbiz star. What was the key to the friendship?
Well, I think he was a Derry man and I was a Derry girl and I was a Derry woman. And, you know, there was a lot that we had a mutual friend in Bishop Daly, who started my solo singing career in his talent competitions in St. Columb's Hall. And so we had mutual friends. And he then, of course, we met in Strasbourg. He was a great support to me.
Mm.
And
that's interesting, because when you were in Strasbourg or in Brussels at the same time, you were in neighbouring constituencies. Did you work together on much?
Yeah, well, he always supported any amendments or any report that I was working on, he always supported.
You were in different political groupings.
We were indeed. He was in the Socialist group and I was in the European People's Party. But that didn't matter. I had many friends in the Socialist group, and anything that he, because I was working on regional policy, transport, tourism, education. So they were all things that were important to John. And of course, Donegal and Derry are Siamese twins, and right around the border, in fact, Cavan Monaghan. You know, anything that affected one side of the border affected the other. So, yes, he was tremendously supportive. And then he came to the launch of my autobiography in 2007. And that was described by your own correspondent there, Tommy, as one of the greatest parties ever in Stormont. And we had John and we had Martin McGuinness and we had Dr. Paisley and Albert Reynolds and many, many others. The Unionist Party were represented there as well. We just had a wonderful night. And I think John was an example to us all, really, that if you want to move forward and if you want to make progress and if you want to make peace, A, you've got to have respect for what the other person thinks and what the other person believes. And then you find a common ground where you can work together. And he always, I think, worked in that way. And that's something that we would do well to keep in mind for ourselves and moving forward in life.
It's a hypothetical now, but I'm wondering, because there was talk of him running for the presidency in the Republic at the same time that you did.
Yes.
If he had gone forward, would you have stepped back and said, no, John, you're the man who should do this? Or would you have fought against him?
Oh, well, no. In fact, I think there was talk that the three political parties had a mind to nominate John. And so I did actually, I wrote to John and I made it very clear that if he was going to run or wanted to run, that I would not run against him. And of course, he had obviously decided not to run. But it would be a hard thing to run against John Hume.
No, absolutely it wouldn't. A hard thing to run against a friend. Did he ever say thank you? Did he ever acknowledge the letter?
In many ways, he said thank you. In many ways, he supported me. And there's more to thanks than words. And he remained a friend. He was there at my mother's wake. He would pop in to see her during her ailing years. And I know that we all will miss him, but we should never miss the opportunity to remember what he stood for, the work he did in his life, his aspirations for the country, for the whole country. And just my heart really goes out to Pat. He's a wonderful wife who was always kind and welcoming to everyone, to Pat and the family. Mm-hmm. He was also a man, he had a deep faith, you know. We used to see him going to Mass in St. Eugene's right up to near his end days. And, you know, we're very lucky to have had the experience and the example of John Hume.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Dana Rosemary Scallon. We'll take a break.